Tommy, did you play for United during
yes.
that period? Quite a number of games. Do you have
oh, yes,
memories of
yes,
playing
yes.
for the United?
Yes. Yeah, we had plenty of matches there. Yeah.
Do you remember who your first game was against?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
No. I used to keep the little books that you get for with the fixtures and
fixture
everything
cards,
like that. Mm-hmm. They would let all that go now. They probably summed up and they laughed somewhere. But,
well, we'd be very interested in those if you do turn them up in your loft.
Well, if we're having to sort out sometime, I'll...
Any old records of the club like that?
I won't get up. My son-in-law's got to do all that sort of things now. I've been forbidden to get on a chair even at times.
Quite right, too. So, do you have memories of playing here at King's Home, though, for the United?
Not really.
What position
Not
did you play?
I came here as a winger, fullback. Right. But I couldn't kick, so it had to be on the wing. I could place kick, but not goal kick it or anything like that.
Well, I guess Bill Hook was the fullback here for the first
time. Bill had finished. Funny enough, in discussing the ages, I thought he was more than older than me, Bill, but he wasn't.
No, he's not. He was 90 in December.
That's it. Yeah. And Charlie Dunn was another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great character to get along with. Yeah, Eric Stevens, he took over fullback from Bill, I think.
Well, Bill Hook played till about 51, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Stevens must have been very close to that.
And then there seems to have been a chap who I don't know called T. Halls.
Trevor Halls.
That, right.
Trevor Halls, yeah. He's just recently died, Trevor has. He moved down south somewhere. He got a brother, Nigel, who is a... accountant or something in the city now, even.
All right.
Yeah, all in Kex, that's right. They used to have a business in Barton Street years ago.
Joinery business.
Yeah, he played for several seasons, I think, in the early 50s.
Mm. Yeah, so Eric must have come after that then, Stevens.
Yeah,
There
were a few.
Yeah.
Mm. Because it was Alan Holder. And Don Rutherford, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Russell Hillier.
Yeah.
They seem to have switched a bit before that. There was a B. Sybury.
Yeah, Bryce Sybury. Yeah.
College
yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
All right. And then Ian Sheen.
Oh, he was a good fullback, wasn't he? Played for the county, didn't he, Ian Sheen?
Don't remember that.
Mm. Who was that?
Ian Sheen.
Oh, yeah, Ian,
yes.
County,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get on to 56-7, and there was a chap called S. Ingram.
Stan Ingram, he came from my club, Old Centralia.
Right.
Captain my club and came down here.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, very good looking chap.
Yeah, well, it looks from here as though he had two seasons as the fullback here. And then we have a season of A. Lewis. Is that Tony Lewis?
That's Tony Lewis. That's Lewis. Tony Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, that's 58-9. Yeah, that's right. Oh, distinguished man at fullback.
Yeah. And then on cricketer, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And then on to Holder.
Alan Holder.
Yeah,
he played all over the backs, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Three or four years ago, I think.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of change at fullback. So how long did you play down here, Tommy?
Three or four seasons, that's as much, I think.
Yeah.
I was thinking about going back to Tremel, actually, when this happened with George Hudson. But I'm glad I didn't go back. I had a wonderful time down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.